It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And today on the show, we're going to talk about analytics leading to epic fails. On Monday night, the Los Angeles Raiders scored a touchdown with just 4 minutes to go in the game and trailed Kansas City 30-29. An extra point by the Raiders would have tied the game and at least given the Raiders a chance to play in overtime against the hometown Chiefs. Instead, Raiders head coach Josh, I'm much better as an assistant coach, McDaniels, played the analytics card. By going for a two-point conversion in that situation, the Raiders, if successful, would have taken a one-point lead and forced Kansas City to score with 4 minutes left in the game. And of course, the two-point conversion failed. Final score, Kansas City 30, Las Vegas 29. Someone has lots of splaining to do today to Raider Nation. As a person whose daughter-in-law has a PhD in the field of statistics, you might think that I would be squarely on the side of those stat generators. In some matters, I am. Knowing whether the statistics are in your favor is a wise thing to know when considering many decisions. When it comes to most major sports, though, I'm starting to have some serious doubts. Here's a good analogy, though I'm sure that modern jets have a quite competent automatic pilot system to help guide the craft through the open skies. I prefer knowing that my pilot's years of experience, along with an alert brain and skilled hands, are helping to land that airplane safely at the destination. Let's now define the term analytics as it applies to sports. Sports analytics is an emerging field which applies data analysis and statistical techniques to analyze various components of a particular sport. It relates to decisions concerning player performance, on-field decision-making, player recruitment, and much, much more. It's also becoming a rather lucrative career as of recent years. One recruiting service indicated that the national average salary for sports analytics jobs is now $93,000 per year. And baseball, bless them, has been a leading proponent of analytics in its games for more than a decade now. You've seen it on TV. Watch the baseball players shift around on the field. Well, they can do that at least through the end of this season because it changes next year. And there's a big reason why they do it. The statistics show that the opposing team's big slugger called Beef McGurk rarely hits the ball to the right side of the field, so everybody shifts to the left side. You can also blame analytics for the parade of one-inning relief pitchers, which now seem to be causing baseball games to take even longer to play than before. Apparently, the statistics now show that trotting out four or five pitchers during a nine-inning baseball game will yield more success than one primary starting pitcher and, if needed, one or two relief pitchers down the stretch to finish the game. Yes, those statistics do not lie. But while that may be true, your team's coach is being paid millions of dollars to make observations and adjustments as the team's leader. Now, if that slugger Beef McGurk, a career 250 hitter, had been hitting 450 during the last few weeks of the year, perhaps it was a good idea if the coach left him in the game to bat against that other team's fifth relief pitcher in the game in the ninth inning. Though old Beef might normally be a bad statistical bet to bring home that winning run, his recent hot hitting streak defies logic too, and the analytics books as well. Sometimes the coach must override that stat book and trust his own experience and instincts. And though baseball may be the current sports king of analytics, golf has become another sport where statistical analysis has been on the increase for several years. Now, just 50 years ago, golf stats were limited to simple things such as the longest driver, measured at a couple of the golf holes by a young person running onto the golf course with a tape measure to estimate the distance. And putting stats were also generally just counting the number of putts made versus the number of total putts attempted in a day. But today's golf statistics will make your head spin. Did you know that the PGA Tour now keeps a statistic called good drive percentage? Neither did I. I thought that a good drive is what you said to the golfer after he kept the ball in the fairway, but not anymore. There's a new stat for good drive percentage. Now here's the official definition. On par 4 and par 5 holes, the number of fairways hit plus the number of greens or fringes in regulation when the drive was not in the fairway on the tee shot divided by the number of par 4 and par 5 holes played. Got it? Well, that basically means that today's professional golfers, both men and women, are bombing juiced golf balls as far as they can. And regardless of where the ball ends up, in the fairway, which is a good thing, the off-fairway slugger is now being rewarded if he or she is able to find the golf ball, play the golf ball, and get it onto the putting surface in regulation. Personally, I prefer to call this the Tiger in the Woods stat. And now football is getting more and more involved with statistics and analytics. Some high school football coaches have stopped punting the ball altogether. They become enamored with statistics, which favor running one more play on fourth down rather than punting the ball to the opposing team. Going against the grain takes a lot of guts for the coach. You must be able to withstand the pressure from the team's supporters and your employer, too. Now, last Saturday in Baton Rouge, LSU coach Brian Kelly was asked to explain why his Tigers opted to go for it on fourth down rather than punting the ball on three different occasions. And in each case, LSU failed to convert a fourth down attempt and turned the ball over to Tennessee, who eventually won the game 40-13. So why did the coach opt to go for it in those situations? Analytics, of course. And here's what Coach Kelly said after the game, quote, "We got behind by 10 and then couldn't match possessions at that time. We were within the analytical numbers too, so I was keeping an eye on where we were from that position. I felt like we had to make something happen in those situations. That 4th and 10 was a go in our analytics book." Really? Anyone watching the football game would agree with LSU's coach that the Tigers were in dire need of making something happen rather than punting the football to Tennessee. However, you can't blame your own bad decisions with solid analytics to justify those mistakes either, coach. LSU's football coach is being paid over $9 million per year to make his own decisions based on years of experience. While I commend Coach Kelly for taking the statistics into account, he's being paid to utilize his own instincts and experience to make the final call in those difficult situations. By failing on each of those three fourth down plays, Tennessee capitalized and tacked on even more points during this SEC route. As a result, the new LSU football coach's reliance on analytics turned into the worst loss, 27 points, in Brian Kelly's 17-year major college football coaching career. On Monday night in Kansas City in front of ESPN's national audience, the Las Vegas Raiders of the NFL dropped to 1-4 and to the bottom of the AFC West with a very questionable extra point decision based on, you guessed it, situational analytics. Did you know that there's something called ESPN analytics too? Yes, data scientists are now being employed by most major sports teams and even the broadcast networks. A few years ago, ESPN published a list of teams in major sports and how much or little they are invested in analytics. Well, that list produced mixed results. Some of the top teams in sports, such as baseball's Houston Astros and the NBA's San Antonio Spurs, fully embrace analytics within their organization. However, other teams are either on the fence or don't feel the need to spend the time or money on it. Most statistics utilized during today's television broadcast add little to my enjoyment of the on-field product. I think that these stats are being used to entertain some of the most easily bored sports fans to help keep them tuned in longer to watch more commercials.
Excellent.
Last Saturday in Baton Rouge, I only needed one statistic to confirm that LSU was getting their butts kicked by Tennessee on the football field. The score. The analytics and data science have become a convenient excuse to justify a coach's poor decisions in defeat. I invite you to please let me know when you hear the winning coach of a ball game say, quote, "If we hadn't have relied on the analytics, we sure wouldn't have won that game." I won't hold my breath. At the rate which the analytics has overtaken sports, though, perhaps it's time to save some money on these expensive head coaches. Maybe it's time to turn them over to Coach Uniblab. Kick the ball. Kick the ball. Kick the ball. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.